things.
Good things.
With Brent Lindeke.
Ending off a Friday always with the good things guy, Brent Lindeke. Happy Friday, Brent.
Happy Friday, man, and happy Friday to all of the 702 and Cape Talk listeners.
So the New York Times' latest 36 hours installment, they always look at like, different countries, different cities as well. They have shone the spotlight on a South African city, reminding us some of the nuggets of gold that we often forget. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is such a great story, especially after what you and I spoke about last week. This is a total difference to someone not enjoying Johannesburg. This writer, Lindy Schutel, she's actually a Joburg native, and she just shed some light on some of Joburg's forgotten features. From our chocolatiers to Soweto's bustling nightlife, our international markets, our food, all the great things that you could do in Johannesburg if you were here for 36 hours. And I just love this because it's a global headline. It's going out to the world, and it's a showcase on a beautiful city. I'm from Joburg. I love this city. And to see it on that spotlight just makes my heart so happy. Obviously, great for tourism as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Always good to shine a spotlight on Josie and some of the good things here. Three super talented stars in the making from Joburg were invited to audition for America's Got Talent, and people are singing their praises. Tell us about that one.
So I've seen these kids on Twitter and on Instagram reels. I didn't even know they were from South Africa. There's three young South African kids from Joburg. Their names are Biko, Mana, and Mfundu. And the one sort of is on the piano. The other one's got the most beautiful vocal talent. And then the youngest one, Mfundu, is in the back with their incredible dance moves. They've been picked up by America's Got Talent, and they've been asked to go audition on the next season, which we know when the Indlovu Youth Choir was on that wonderful stage, how they shone a spotlight on South Africa as well. So I think this is just going to be great for South Africa.
And the fact that we still have a situation where children die in pit latrines in South Africa is outrageous. We speak about this often on our platforms, and a South African businessman has just pledged 100,000 rand to try and put an end to pit latrines.
Yeah, Mark Barnes, he took to Twitter and he tweeted the pledge of 100,000 rand that he would give his own money, 100,000 rand, if other South Africans join. He calls this crowd fixing. So it's like crowdfunding, but it's crowd fixing. And he just wants all the corporates to get on board to put an end to pit latrines. We don't need this to be part of South Africa's narrative. Obviously, we hope that the government will end it, but it looks like corporate citizens are the ones that are going to really change that narrative for our country. And I thank that businessman for standing up and putting his hands in his pockets and his money where his mouth is.
Brent, as always, thank you so much for bringing us some good news. And as you always say...
As I always say to all of the listeners, even on this great day in Johannesburg, I want to wish you only good things.
Only good things, Brent Lindeke, the good things guy, bringing us some good news on a Friday.